morning. We pray, Father in heaven, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. When you were in elementary school, did you bring tests home for mom and dad to see? If so, which tests did you bring home? The ones that had A's or the ones that had F's? Most likely, you brought the good grade home. And why? Well, in part, it's probably due to the desire to please your parents, and partly out of the desire for some kind of praise. Our desire for personal glory causes us to boast of our achievements and to keep silent about our failures. However, when it comes to our relationship to the Heavenly Father, the desire for personal glory is totally ruled out. Instead of boasting, we keep silent about our achievements. God's not impressed with what we do. In fact, whatever we do in the area of good, we should do it to the glory of God. We should let our light shine in such a way that when people see our good works, they glorify the Father who is in heaven, not us. The fact of the matter is that even our righteous deeds are like filthy rags. There's really nothing for us to brag about. Can you imagine a basketball player bragging because he made a free throw when everyone knows that he missed 10? Imagine a cross-country runner boasting that he made it to the starting line even though he refused to run the race. So when it comes to bringing our tests home to our Father in heaven, it's not the good grades we bring, but the bad. And all our grades are to one degree or another bad. We just need to admit it, to confess it. We need to give the Father glory because He told us what was right. And so if we admit that what we did was wrong, we're giving Him glory. Furthermore, we're giving Him glory when we go to Him and ask Him to forgive us, for He has brought forgiveness through His Son. This kind of giving God the glory happens when we admit our failures, praise Him for His redemption. Then we will be doing what is spoken of in the fifth petition: forgive us our trespasses. How is it with you when you pray this petition? What failures do you bring to your Father? What do you think about when you pray, forgive us our trespasses? Now, of course, when we pray the Lord's Prayer in a gathering, we really don't have a lot of time to think about how many sins we've committed. The petition, the fifth petition, takes about 4 or 5 seconds to pray, and it depends on the pace that is set by the prayer leader. However, in private, we have time. We have time to pause with each petition and think about it. And so when we pause with the fifth, what is it that we think about? Now, oftentimes what immediately comes to mind are those sins that are really bothering us. Sins of pride or lust, sins of hatred or greed, and so forth. As these come to mind, we appeal for forgiveness. We passionately ask God, forgive us for these trespasses. But do we go beyond that? Surely we're not too busy for some self-examination. The prayer of Professor Udy on Tuesday had a lot of vicarious self-examination for all of us, indeed for our whole country. And then he prayed for the cleansing blood of Christ. Even so, we all need to do this on a personal level. How? How do you do this? Well, almost everybody here has memorized the Ten Commandments. When I taught the commandments in confirmation class, by the time I was finished with each one, I stood self-condemned. Each commandment. I could think of times that I broke each one of them. Forgive us our trespasses. You can do the same thing. Every one of you should have brought your catechism to ILC. Examine yourself on the basis of each commandment. Now that could take a long time, but it doesn't have to. A brief self-examination on the basis of each commandment will cause us to pray, "Forgive my trespasses. Forgive my trespasses against the first commandment. Forgive my trespasses against the second commandment." And so we go. If we focus only on what bothers us at the moment, what's plaguing our conscience, we might not realize that we are slipping into other sins. It's one of the dangers of magnifying one particular sin, that when that looks really big, the other sins look really little and insignificant. Hardly worth our time to ask God to forgive us, and we wouldn't waste his time either, right? And this is the way Satan works. He goes and bangs away on the front door, and as we're going to the front door, he sneaks in the back door. So we seek forgiveness for all of our transgressions. And we do well to do self-examination. There are a multitude of sins also that we aren't even aware of. We don't even know that we did them, but we did. For these we pray with David. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Forgiveness is ours. It's there for every sin, whether you know the sin or don't know it. Remember this truth, that if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Your heart may condemn you for one thing. God knows everything that you've done. And he also says, who is he that condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. This same Jesus, as surely as he tells us to pray this petition, so surely is he giving us the promise that what we're asking for, we will receive. So whoever prays these words in faith will have what those words say, namely the forgiveness of sins. Truly the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Let us rise and join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. And we conclude with hymn 324, verses 5 and 6.